Exoplanets are planets that orbit distant stars. The first exoplanet was discovered in 1995, and 5,390 have been reported as of the 9th of June 2023. Like the planets in our solar system, they range in size from rocky planets like Earth to gas giants like Jupiter. Also like the planets in our solar system, they do not shine with their own light, but merely reflect the light of their parent star. This means that not only are they much fainter than the star, but they're lost in the glare from the star, like trying to see someone standing beside the floodlights in a stadium. This makes it very difficult to detect them directly. Indirect detection, on the other hand, is much easier. The most successful method uses transits. Transits are like mini eclipses. On Earth, solar eclipses occur when the moon passes between us and the sun, blocking out its light. Because the Sun is about 400 times the size of the Moon, but is also 400 times further away from us, the Sun and Moon appear about the same size, and if things line up just right, the Moon can completely block out the Sun. Exoplanets, however, are much further away from us, much closer to their star. This means that they only block out a tiny amount of the light from the star. For example, a transit of Jupiter blocks out just over 1% of the light from the Sun, the other planets even less. Even worse, stars twinkle or vary in apparent brightness by about 5% due to atmospheric turbulence. My work at DCU centres on correcting for this twinkling by looking not just at one star but at many at the same time. This allows us to reduce the effects of the atmosphere enough to see the dip in the star's brightness due to a transit.